Lipcast Slovakia, the podcast about Slovak literature in English. Welcome to Lipcast Slovakia number 27. My name is Julia Sherwood, and my guest today is the Slovak writer Monika Kompaníková, who is also an artist, columnist and editor. Monika studied printmaking and painting at the Academy of Fine Arts and Design in Bratislava, worked at the Art Forum bookstore and publishing house, and is now editor with the publishing arm of the daily Denník N. In 2011, she won the Anasoft Litera Prize for her novel Piata Loď, boat number 5, and she's also the author of several highly acclaimed children's books, most notably Hlbokomorské rozprávky, Deep Sea Tales. And Monika's most recent novel, Na sútoku, at the Confluence, was published in 2016. Hi, Monika, how are you?
Hi, Julia, fine. Thank you for this podcast.
You're welcome. And are you enjoying the easing of restrictions?
Yeah, of course. Last year was really terrible, so I'm really happy that things are changed and restrictions are easing. Yeah.
Well, let's hope this is permanent, and let's not keep talking about the pandemic, because we'd be here till the evening. So let's talk about literature, and starting with your most successful book, Piata Loď, boat number 5, which has won the Anasoft Litera Prize and has been adapted for the stage and made into a film and has been translated into 13 or 15 languages. I'm not even sure. So can you tell us how many translations you have of this book? And also, what do you think has made it resonate with readers around the world?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it's 13 languages, including French, Hindi, or Arabic. And I have just signed a contract with a publishing house from Skopje, Macedonia. And I have also offer from an Armenian publishing house. And there are also translators from Serbia and Netherlands who are translating the book, but without an agreement of publishers so far. So quite a lot. And I think the story is quite bizarre and disturbing. And despite it is set in the 21st century in the Bratislava, in the city of Bratislava, in the suburbs of the city, it is a universal story about the parents and their children. So the place is not so important, or the time is not so important in this story. And it could happen anywhere and in any time. And the second thing that helped the book to penetrate abroad is, I think, the snowball effect of the increasing number of translations. Because it is hard to sell the book which was originally written in Slovak language, because foreigner publishers don't have enough editors who are able to read in small languages. So if the publisher could read the book in French or English or Russian, the chance is much higher, I think. And the third thing is that we don't have literary agents or publishers who offers the books on auctions or give rights to the other publishers. There are no literary agents in Slovakia at all. I don't have literary agents. There is an authors organization which represents my authors' rights and managing my contracts, but they are not here to make an offers. And there is also the Center for Information on Literature, and they have been doing a very good job in the last few years, but there is no long-term tradition.
But you certainly have made it, and although boat number 5 was translated into English by Janet Livingstone more than 5 years ago, it's only coming out in English this October from Siegel Books. So how important is it for you to have a book translated into English?
So as I said before, it is very important because of the other translations, because now there is a chance to have other translations. And thanks to private donor, I had the English translation relatively soon after the release of the first edition of the boat number 5. But we had to wait several years for the contract. But finally, it happened thanks to you, Julia, and thanks to Janet Livingstone. And I know it was not easy, because you couldn't refer to some famous Slovak writers, because there isn't someone like, for example, Kundera in Czech Republic or Olga Tokarczuk in Poland. So I hope the book in English could open the door to a larger market, maybe to bigger publishing houses, and not only for me, but maybe for other Slovak writers.
Yes, I very much hope so too. Let's hope that this book will help open the doors for others as well. Let's move to the theatre and screen adaptation. What was it like to see it on stage and in film, and how involved were you in these transformations?
It was really great, and I was lucky that the movie adaptation was much better than I expected, and it was also successful here in Slovakia and also abroad on the festivals, international festivals. And I know it is not usual that author is satisfied with the adaptation, with all the parts of the adaptation, because there are actors, there is the music, camera, atmosphere, colors, everything. And sometimes directors change the story or the message of the story significantly, or they are pushed to do it more commercially by the producers. But in this case, everything was great. The director was also the producer. It was the same person. So she had the whole control. And actually, nobody believed that it could win the Crystal Bear Prize on International Film Festival on Berlinale, and many other prizes. We were really surprised. During the screenplay writing, filming, and post-production, my role was to read the script in different stages and to talk with director Iveta Grofová, and think about the story and the characters again and again. We had many sessions and we talked about this really a lot. And I saw also the photos of the potential girl actresses and helped the filmmakers to choose one. Yeah, it was funny. When the filming day started, I was on the location, on the place, but only once, because after a few minutes, I realized that Iveta, the director, Iveta Grofová, she knows exactly what she is doing and what she wants to achieve. I had also the exact vision. So two persons like this on the one place, it doesn't work. So I had to trust Iveta that she will do her best. But it was really exciting to be there and to see and to talk to the girl I created in my mind before. It was really exciting to see Jarka, the main character from the book. And I have another experience with the adaptation of my children's book, The End of the World and What is Beyond, which was not successful because I refused to change the line of the story as radically as the screenwriter wanted to do.
In fact, this takes us very neatly to what my next question was going to be, and that is about your writing for children. You have actually published three short novels and several books for children. So what has made you turn to writing for children, and what was the inspiration behind your most famous children's book, Deep Sea Tales, Hlubokomorské rozprávky?
It's simple, because my boys were born. I have two sons, Michal and Jakub, and the older one, when he was 3 or 4, he was interested in fish, and he spent many, many hours drawing the thousands of sea creatures. And he had a lot of questions about the deep sea fish. So we had to watch documentary movies and read articles about them to have some answers. And he went deeper and deeper to the sea, and he found the deep sea world, which is really fascinating also for us. And meanwhile, I was asked by Slovak National Radio to write a few short stories, like good night stories for children. So I wrote stories about the ugly deep sea fish and the deep sea snake. And 2 years later, when I started to work in Artforum bookstore, and it is also the publishing house, so I decided to publish them because it was easy. And they are becoming really popular.
Two of the projects that you have done recently sound particularly intriguing, and I'd like you to tell us more about them. So one is the collaborative Czech-Slovak publication Kvapky na kameni, Water Dripping on Stone, and then a series of CDs called Toddler Punk.
Yeah, Toddler Punk is my favorite project now, because I always wanted to do some music. I like the concerts, festivals, but I don't play neither musical instrument nor sing. But I realized that I can write lyrics. So I wrote few lyrics for rock band Corbin Dallas. And they were quite successful. My colleague from Denigen and my friend Oliver Rehak, he introduced me to Luboš Kukliš. And Luboš is the singer and composer. And I really like the way he does the music, the way how he sings and composes. And we all have small children. And we all missed the music for children. That kind of music that also the parents could hear. You know the situation when you go in the car to holidays and you have the music go over and over again, the same music, or at home, because children yes. want to hear it again and again. So we composed few songs for children, then we formed a rock band, and we had to raise the money to record it in the good studio, and then we released the album. And because my lyrics are quite epic, there is always some story. So I wrote also the short stories based on these songs. And That's the reason why the booklet has a form of the book. So it you can buy a book, and there is a QR code which leads you to the music. Parents really appreciate this album because it is rock. It is a rock album, and the musicians are really good. And the second book you asked for, The Droplets on the Stone, or The Water Dripping on the Stone. I don't know what is better. Oh, it was a large and complicated project, really complicated, because I wanted to publish a book about an important and interesting, brave Slovak woman. And I was inspired by American Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. But when I started to think about and choose the woman, the names, I realized that because of our long Czechoslovak history, I couldn't skip the Czech woman. So I found colleagues with a similar plan in Czech Republic, and we decided to do it together and publish the book in two languages. So it was published in Czech Republic in Czech language and in Slovak Republic in Slovak language. But we mixed Czech and Slovak women in the both books, in the both editions. And we put together more than 40 women authors, writers, illustrators, editors. There was a graphic designer and translator and many, many others. So it was really really complicated for managing. I wrote 5 or 6 stories, and we had 50 stories at all. We had 9 writers and I think almost 20 illustrators.
You also work as an editor and columnist for Deník N, which has recently published a school book aimed at children from socially deprived backgrounds, and also a bilingual Slovak Roma illustrated spelling book. So how did these books come about, and in what way have they broken new ground?
Mm-hmm. If you mean the book written by Juraj Čokina, the young teacher, about the education of Roma children, I don't know how to translate the title. A okraj máš kde?
Oh, is it to do with okraj as in a book, so margin or?
Yeah, margins. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Margins in the, yeah. So it was his idea, and I was really happy he offered it to us, because since I attended several sociological field researches in Roma settlements. It was almost 20 years ago. I was a student. I was fascinated by this ethnic group and the way they think and live. And as far as I can tell, their situation is getting worse and worse in these 20 years. Nothing. There is nothing better, I think. And with my colleague Juraj Koník, we decided to write more about this problem in our daily Deník N, and do it systematically, not only to observe, but also try to explain the roots of their problem, or of the problem, because it is not only their problem. This book was something we waited for, and I think it is a very important book that can help, and it already helped to change the education system in Slovakia and the way how Slovak teachers think about the Roma children or socially deprived children in general. And thanks to this book, we realized that one of the reasons why Roma children aren't so successful and motivated in the primary school is the language. They simply don't understand. believe it or not, even their teachers don't reflect the fact that their first language is Roma language, not the Slovak language. And if they spend their whole childhood in the settlement without contact with the majority, they have no chance to learn Slovak properly. And our education system doesn't reflect it, this fact. So they have nor bilingual books, nor other educational tools. So we decided to publish an illustrated spelling book for children who are in the first grade of primary school. And what was very nice and really unexpected, it was the interest and financial support from the ordinary people, because we had to raise some money to publish it. And we raised really a huge amount of money, much more than we expected. So we could print more than 10,000 books and prepare other bilingual tools for teachers and send them to schools for free. We know we will not save the children. Save those children, but we wanted to point out this language problem and help to teachers to understand them and to understand how deep the problem is, because many of them, they don't know, then they don't understand what's going on. They just think that the children are stupid or lazy. But they stand on the totally different starting line. So we hope we can help with such a spelling book.
I'm sure this is a really important contribution. It's great work that you're doing there. Now, apart from children's books, you also work on books in translation and new works by Slovak writers at Denik N. So can you tell us what kind of books you choose to be published in this publishing house?
We are just creating our editorial policy, and I'm responsible for the books written by Slovak authors. And we know that we can change the way the people think about some topics. So we try to choose those topics which are important, or on the other hand, which are invisible. And we know that we can make them visible. So we published the book about the education of Roma children, for example, which is totally marginal topic. But we were able to sell the thousands of copies. So now we know we can do it. We published a book about the abortions in Slovak history, or about the autism or depression. And for example, now I'm working on the book about the myth of socialism in Slovakia. I missed such a book on the book market. For a long time. So when I realized that the group of Slovak scientists published a scientific study on this topic, I asked them to publish it as a book and adapt it to the average reader. That is what I'm doing with the text, to choose them and to decide what to do with them, how to publish them. There is, for example, another problem or topic or theme I'd like to handle as an editor, the Slovak aristocracy, because I think that this is another white spot in our history. There are thousands of abandoned, restored, or completely vanished manors, and we don't know much about the families that lived there just 50 years ago, not 1,000 years ago, just the 50 years ago, and we don't know almost nothing about them, because they were forced to leave the country in 50s after the Second World War and during the communism rule. And there are amazing stories of countesses or earls, but they were systematically erased during the communist rule. So I have to build a concept to find the writers and do all the necessary things to publish the book. So that's my work as an editor. A year ago, we started to publish also books in translation. Essays about democracy, books about the fake facts, for example, or let's say lighter books about parenthood or lifestyle. So it is really wide range of themes we are publishing.
So generally non-fiction.
Yeah, non-fiction.
And in terms of your own writing, is there anything you're working on at the moment?
Last year I published 4 children books and I wrote several articles to daily. So it's quite a lot for books in 1 year. Oh, it's enough. And now I need a rest.
I'm sure.
But we are now working on the second album of Toddler Punk, but that's all, just the lyrics. I'm writing just the lyrics, and I need to move to a new house. So last year I was focusing on manual work and reconstruction projects. I built a concrete stairs and a wooden wardrobe, and I painted the whole house. So
you built the stairs yourself with your own hands?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Because I like to work manually with saw or drill, and I like to mix building chemistry. So now I could write a book about the do-it-yourself project.
Yes. Well, so we've learned about your hidden talents. So thank you very much for speaking to me, for coming on the podcast, Monica, jack of all trades. And I wish you luck with all your projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, and thank you for the invitation.